On his first broadcast after the terrorist attacks, Bill Maher, host of the TV show Politically Incorrect, incensed some viewers with statements questioning the bravery of past U.S. military actions. Some advertisers pulled their commercials, several network affiliates suspended the broadcast, and even the White House spokesman weighed in. NPR's Mandalit Del Barco reports.
On September 17th, Bill Maher invited his guests to talk about the U.S. response to terrorism. Author and political analyst Dinesh D'Souza.
One of the themes that we hear constantly is that the people who did this are cowards.
Not true.
Not true. Look at what they did. First of all, you have a whole bunch of guys who are willing to give their life. None of them backed out. All of them slammed themselves into pieces of concrete.
Exactly.
These are warriors.
Bill Maher then offered this.
We have been the cowards, lobbing cruise missiles from 2,000 miles away.
Absolutely.
That's cowardly.
That is a
staying in the airplane when it hits the building.
That is
say what you want about it, not cowardly.
In the New York Times Magazine, columnist William Sapphire also argued that in describing the attacks, the word cowardly has been misused. If anything, he writes, the suicide bomber or suicide hijacker is maniacally fearless, the normal human survival instinct overwhelmed by hatred or brainwashed fervor, unquote. But it was both semantics and timing that got Bill Maher in trouble.
It's a terrible thing to say.
White House spokesman Ari Fleischer during a press briefing this week.
The reminder to all Americans that they need to watch what they say, watch what they do, and this is not a time for remarks like that. There never is.
Shortly after Bill Maher made his comments, Federal Express and Sears withdrew their sponsorship of Politically Incorrect. The ABC affiliate in Washington, D.C. temporarily suspended the show. But Politically Incorrect remains off the air on 7 affiliate stations in the Midwest. Talk radio jumped on Maher. Critics included Dan Patrick, the host of a daily radio show on Houston station KSEV.
I think that you can ask legitimate questions, and that's what the press should do. But in no way, shape, or form, when we are on the eve of a battle that could turn into World War III, we in the media do not need to say anything that gives comfort or understanding to our enemies and questions the courage of any facet of our country.
Patrick called for Maher's sponsors to pull their ads. Asked when the time will be right for dissent, Patrick had this to say.
When the danger passes, when the war effort is over, when victory has been achieved, then it's time to analyze the issue.
I don't think there is any time that is not right for dissent.
Arianna Huffington, a frequent guest on Politically Incorrect, is using her syndicated column to defend Bill Maher's right to free speech.
If we stop protecting the First Amendment, if we relinquish our right to criticize our government even as we rally around it, then they win. It's very immature to say that the only way to be patriotic is to simply blindly endorse whatever comes out of Washington.
Huffington points out that this is not the first time sponsors have pulled ads when Maher expressed unpopular opinions. She says what worries her is that now Maher is not alone. ABC TV news anchor Peter Jennings reportedly received tens of thousands of critical phone calls and emails after he said, without referring specifically to President Bush, quote, "The country looks to the president on occasions like this to be reassuring to the nation. Some presidents do it well, some presidents don't."
What is troubling is that views which were considered perfectly legitimate before September 11th are suddenly considered illegitimate.
Even with the support of Huffington and others, Maher himself seemed to back down in his subsequent broadcasts.
In peacetime, talking about the unthinkable and batting around provocative issues and thinking outside the box is okay. But, you know, America has had a death in the national family. And I feel that by doing what I've always have done, I kind of added to the national trauma. And I feel terrible about that. And I'm sincerely sorry about it.
The size of the nerve Maher's comments struck might be gauged by the fact that the American Civil Liberties Union, normally quick to defend rights of free speech, declined to comment on this controversy. Meanwhile, ABC is standing behind Politically Incorrect. Mandalit Del Barco, NPR News, Los Angeles.